This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven after the hour, Wednesday, May 30th, 2018, on the DJV program. I wonder if I could put that to music. DJV, DJV.
Huh. Sounds like you just did.
I did, Jennifer. Jennifer Horn. Let's see. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen is here. Okay, so it's as much as we need for that. Hello. Welcome back to the conversation about what's going on in the world today, a little interpretive perspective. We argue with reality once in a while, but most of the time when you argue with reality, you lose, because the facts are the facts. 100% of the time, the facts are the facts. Not the truth, but the facts. So, Jennifer, you have some facts for us, do you?
I think I have some facts for you. I definitely like to not operate in the fake news department, so let's see how we do. North Korea in the focus as one of the top leaders in North Korea, the number two to Kim Jong-un, actually is arriving in New York just about now. Kim Young-chol is the vice chairman of North Korea. He's headed to New York to meet with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Now, there are talks that the meeting might happen today. If not, it will happen tomorrow as the North Korean leader arrives. This is the first time in 18 years that someone from North Korea has flown to the States to have a meeting. The last time it happened, discussions fell apart. I think it was Bill Clinton who was in office at that point, and it didn't go well. But we'll see if there is going to be a different result. According to North Korean media and its state-sponsored media in North Korea, they are kind of contending as to what denuclearizing means. And to North Korea, they want to keep a small reserve, you know, just in the bank as a little safety deposit, where, of course, President Trump and all of the highest level officials in the administration in the country have said, no, you've got to get rid of all of them. So we'll see how the talks go. President Trump was in Nashville last night. He hardly mentioned North Korea during what was, I think, about an hour and a half long rally. So I think he's being a little careful on getting ahead of himself again.
Not a bad idea. Rather, let's be conservative. Let's hold it back. All right, what else have you got?
All right, obviously, we have to talk about Roseanne. Roseanne in trouble today. Her sitcom canceled, reruns canceled on TV Land, on CMT, and other networks. Hulu pulled all the old episodes of the original Roseanne show. Overnight, she went back on Twitter after she said she was going to quit Twitter. She went back on and blamed Ambien for this racist rant that she went on Twitter. She also said she thought Valerie Jarrett was white, and apparently all of this is happening as John Goodman and Sarah Gilbert went out last night looking pretty furious after their show was canceled by ABC because it was a big hit and everybody was kind of back to work and I think having fun together. Now that's all come to an end. Roseanne said, "I mistakenly thought she was white. I honestly thought she was Jewish and Persian. Ignorant of me for sure, but I did."
Just ignorant. Just plain ignorance.
She continued on to say, "Guys, I did something unforgivable, so do not defend me. It was 2 in the morning, and I was ambient tweeting. It was Memorial Day, too. I went too far and do not want it defended. It was an egregious, indefensible comment. I made a mistake. I wish I hadn't, but don't defend it, please. Thank you."
Yeah, okay. We won't.
So that's the latest on the Roseanne front. Now, Kim Kardashian West is also trending today, and that is because she's going to the White House this afternoon. She'll be meeting with President Trump as part of her ongoing effort to win a pardon for her 62-year-old great-grandmother. How you have a 62-year-old great-grandmother, I don't know, who is apparently serving a life prison sentence. She'll be arriving at the White House with her attorney, and she will meet with Jared Kushner, who's a senior advisor for the administration, whose own father spent more than a year in prison for tax evasion, illegal campaign contributions, and oh, nothing, witness tampering. They'll have a little sit down. Yeah, they have a sit down first, and then they'll actually meet with President Trump, according to Vanity Fair. So keep an eye out, although the paparazzi will be in full gear, I'm sure, as she arrives at the White House today.
I never had much use for Jarrett She, I thought it was interesting. Her tweet said,
neither is Rudy Giuliani, apparently.
A teaching moment. Well, it is a teaching moment. And if you have no use for somebody, that doesn't mean it just is. It's scandalous the way this. We all talk about how fabulous it is. We have all this ability to communicate and technology and iPhones, and it is crap. Much of the time. It really is. It brings out, it's like driving. You see the worst, the way people really are, you can tell that by the way they drive. This stuff, access to Twitter, it brings out the worst in people. It may bring out the best, but it also brings out the worst. And maybe this is what we, maybe in a sense, I was going to say it's bad, but maybe it isn't, because you see people for who they are and what they are. And there's a lot of people who are just trash. And so, anyway, I have been, as funny, I don't usually engage when I see something on Facebook. I don't usually engage. The last couple of days I have with a couple of people. And some guy took a shot at me for something I said on my, well, there were a couple of people who took shots at me for some of the things I said about Memorial Day, which were misinterpreted completely. And so with one, however, we went back and forth about why or how is it defined what's in service to America, what's good for us, wars that we get into, and who are you, basically, was the question he asked me about, you know, well, look at the Americans who died September 11th, because I think going to Iraq was a mistake, and I've said that all along. And so he said, well, we went to defend our country. And no, we didn't. And he said, we have other things. So I asked him who was responsible for September 11th. I don't remember. I haven't seen whether he responded to that or not yet. But when you get down to the brass tacks of who that was and understand some of the parallels here, it just is, I guess what I ask all of you to think about, you don't have to if you don't want to, I just ask you because this is what I'm thinking. My perspective on this is that all of these things go far deeper. We tend to be superficial and surface-based in our thinking. And it doesn't always serve us. And when I talk about the men and women who've given their lives in service to our country, and I'm frustrated because I think in many circumstances, going back to even Korea, but certainly to Vietnam, they wasted their lives. And then I came up, I tried to think about it in a different way. And so when I talked about Vietnam and how much better a place it is now because of the war in Vietnam, and maybe you come up with some other things, in the Middle East, that's not the case. And they were the ones who started September 11th, the Saudis, and that was, you know, basically them being angry at us, so it would seem, because of the way we've handled oil conquests. And so, you know, you go back and forth. But the point is that that the anger, I tried not to respond in anger, I just responded with a factual question. But the anger that comes out from people, and this guy says, take him off. You should be barred from being on the air. I always love it when somebody says that. You should be banned. Your opinions aren't worth you know what. Really? Huh. I just thought my opinions were worth something. But maybe not to you, sir. So perhaps it's time for a little switcheroo.
That's where we are now. When we don't agree with somebody, instead of giving them space to either make their point or hang themselves, we just want to shut them up.
Yeah, right. Remove them. And that's not the American way, boys and girls. No, it is not. By the way, speaking of that, the governor of Missouri, Eric, is it Greitens? Is that how he pronounces this guy's name? I think it is. Greitens?
Yeah, Greitens, yes.
Yeah, he resigned because of the sexual abuse scandal. And the allegations also have surfaced of campaign finance misconduct. Was he using campaign money to pay off the people he was involved in? Sexually?
Ooh, that's a good one. If that's true, then that's that's juicy. I think you.
Right.
I don't know, but yeah, he's leaving on Friday. That's his last day.
Yep. See you later, alligator. And volcanoes in Hawaii. 10 more houses burnt to a crisp. Not even burnt to a crisp. Just well, they burn and then covered up in the aftermath. But the funniest thing today was the government warning people not to cook marshmallows over a volcanic flame because it's not good for you. Who's getting close enough to a volcanic flame at 1,800 degrees to cook a marshmallow? Okay. 15 past the hour. My Pillow and the graduation special, which is continuing. If you are not getting there, there's a twofold message here for people who are not getting enough rest, not happy with their pillows, not happy with the mattress, not happy with the bed, not happy when you go. Do you, when you're really tired, do you dread going to bed because you're not going to go to sleep? I know some people like that. I guess Roseanne is one of them, it would appear. Maybe we should send her a My Pillow or a My Pillow mattress. If you have had the problem of not getting good rest, My Pillow is here to the rescue. My Pillow. Order them now at MyPillow.com. Do I need to describe each time why they are so beneficial? I suppose maybe. Jennifer tells the best story about how she sort of puts it, and this is what they say in their ads, too. You kind of form it so that it's your neck and your head that are going to be in the cradle. And that's what My Pillow is known for, the special fill that you can wash, by the way, and dry. All these great things at MyPillow.com that have to do with getting a good night's rest. You get them at 50% off using the code DJV. But from now until, I guess, tomorrow or the end of the week, because graduation services seem to be pretty much over this past weekend, but you got a few more days for the graduation special. An extra 30% off for graduates at MyPillow.com. So if you're setting up house, need some pillows, this is the place to go. Right now, do it while you're thinking about it. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, and save lots of money, 50% in general for graduates, another 30%. That's MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
Their mission was Mars, but on the fifth day, they had burritos.
Oh, no. What have we done?
Close the door.
Warning, heartburn and gas detected.
They wanted to go home until a scientist saved their dignity with new Tums Chewy Bites plus gas relief.
Everyone, hold on.
This season, get fast heartburn and gas relief that's out of this world.
Tum.
New Tums Chewy Bites plus gas relief. Available in the store near you.
Excuse me, sir.
Yeah, hang on a sec.
You've been riding this thing all day, and my son would like a turn.
He seems to be young for this twin-cylinder hog, doesn't he?
It's a coin-operated kiddie bike.
No, ma'am. It's a coin-operated freedom machine.
No, it's a kiddie bike.
It's hard to be without your bike, so do something easy and protective with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. With basic policies as low as $75 a year, you'll be back on the road in no time. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
You want to find a used car. You want to find a great deal on a used car. Well, lucky for you, we want what you want. We're Carfax. Just say, show me the Carfax, and you can find great deals on used cars and start saving today. Because now you can search millions of used car listings at Carfax.com. You'll see the best deals right away. Because only Carfax gives you the most accurate price based on a car's history. Now you can start your used car search and start saving at Carfax.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Wow. Have you seen this new study that shows that Hurricane Maria's death toll in Puerto Rico was more than 4,600? That's 70 times more than reported. How in the world? Was this cover-up? Is this just sloppy?
They're still finding bodies.
Yeah, they still are. The official death toll is 64. Actual people dead, 4,600.
Wow.
And they haven't come
Why
up with an accurate...
Why are they slowing down that death count? Do we know?
Well, no, it's not clear to me why this... I mean, it's bad enough they've had all this suffering because they haven't had power and they don't have water and all this other stuff on half the island still. But the blackout, largest, longest one in U.S. history... Losses of $90 billion. There are 3.4 million U.S. citizens who live there, but 4,600 people. I don't get how the numbers are this far off. I really don't. But
well, everyone who had any connection with the island knew it was a lot more than what they were reporting, but people couldn't, the morgues had no power. People couldn't process bodies. It's such a mess.
So and they're so laying out there rotting?
Seven months later, family members were burying their dead without processing anything legally through paperwork. So they've had to call people. It's been a mess.
21 after the hour.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Goodbye, those roses. May you help grow in our hearts. You are the grace that placed yourselves where lives were torn apart. You called out to our country.
Elton John.
And you whispered.
Is going to deliver the Diana Princess of Wales lecture, further establishing his alliance with people living with HIV and AIDS. This June is when the lecture will be delivered. The National AIDS Trust launched the lecture in 1999 in memory of Princess Diana, who spent a lot of her time trying to destigmatize AIDS patients and did a good job of it. The lecture delivered in partnership with the Elton John AIDS Foundation, which he founded back in 1992. He said, quote, "I'm delighted to be able to deliver this lecture and to remember the enormous contribution of Diana. In the quarter century since the Elton John AIDS Foundation was established, the global AIDS fight has changed beyond recognition. Tolerance and courage has ever been more important in the fight to create an AIDS-free generation, make the world a more accepting place for those who are living with HIV." And it really has. It's astounding how that whole reality, Victoria, has
so
changed.
So different. Oh,
it really is. Yeah.
So
it really
different.
Is. It's much more positive. So, and then you wonder, how is it that things like this come to be in a world which has a source that would only want love and peace? As questions that we have. 25 past the hour. All right, let's move on to country music. The CMT Music Awards have added several superstar artists and pretty unique collaborations to the performance lineup for next week's event. Among them, Carrie Underwood, Jason Aldean, Backstreet Boys going to be there, Florida Georgia Line, and Little Big Town, the show's hosts. Collaborative performances, Dierks Bentley teaming up with Video of the Year nominee Brothers Osborne, appear on Bentley's new song Burning Man, while nominee Darius Rucker will be joined by Luke Bryan, Charles Kelly, and Jason Aldean for a live rendition of Straight to Hell. I wonder if Luke Bryan pinches himself every once in a while because his career has gone in almost a stratospheric way to places that he doesn't seem to be the type who has tried, you know, at least he doesn't seem that way. He just seems to be kind of like what he seems to be, a country guy with a good voice. Anyway, Rucker and his pals whom he dubbed the Troublemakers, in a Twitter post, recorded a song together for his When Was the Last Time album. Performers will join, let's see, who else is there? Kelsey Ballerini, Luke Bryan, Kelly Clarkson, Sam Hunt, Blake Shelton, Chris Stapleton. More performers going to be announced in the next few days. And nominees, Al Dean, Florida Georgia Line, and Carrie Underwood have four apiece. Fan-voted CMT Music Awards, airing live from Nashville on the 6th of next month at 8 p.m. on the Country Music Television Channel, CMT. So, there's that. And now, there's a story about Kesha. This is something I'd almost forgotten about her and this grub Dr. Luke trying to get out of the contracts, and apparently the court has said she can't.
Yeah.
Why? If there's all this
evidence
he has been. Yeah.
Well, you know, she made a really good point. She said you can get a divorce from an abusive spouse. You can dissolve a partnership if it becomes irreconcilable, and the same opportunity to be liberated from the physical, emotional, and financial bondage of a destructive relationship should be available to a recording artist. That's the argument that her lawyer tried to make. It didn't hold up in court, unfortunately. So she's going on tour to make up some money. She has not been able to earn money by releasing albums under this sort of very restrictive agreement and contract with Dr. Luke and Sony. So now she's going on tour with Macklemore, and I guess she'll be able to keep the money that she earns from that. But she's doing she's giving proceeds away to a rape, abuse, and incest national network called RAIN.
Yeah. One would wonder how this guy could have any clients anymore.
I don't think he has many.
Good. Well, he doesn't deserve to have any or many.
Yeah.
It's 28 after the hour here on the DJV show.
In today's automotive news, say hello to the new Mercedes-Benz AMG E53 sedan. It has a new engine, a 48-volt electrical system, fully variable all-wheel drive, large brakes, and more equipment features. The centerpiece of the new E53 sedan is the electrified AMG engine, 3-litre inline-six turbo with 429 horsepower. The AMG E53 sedan will be available as a 2019 model year vehicle by the end of this year. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
My Chrysler Pacifica is totally loaded. It has stow-and-go seating, the available Uconnect theater, and listen to these speakers.
Hey, Mom, what was that song?
Huh? What song?
Chrysler Pacifica. It's loaded with attitude. Chrysler is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Hey, what's going on? What are you doing?
Oh, my gosh, no. Insomnia, please not tonight. I've got a busy day tomorrow.
Ooh, what's that sound? Wow, sounds like your partner is sound asleep. You must be jealous.
Yes.
Too bad. Come on, let's go to the kitchen. Yes, you have ice cream and cookies. Eat all of it.
Insomnia, please leave me alone.
No. Who is that? Check your phone. Ooh, scroll through social media. Check the news.
That's it. I'm taking Calitrin, so you will finally leave me alone for good.
Wait, wait, no. Not Calitrin. I'm sorry.
Too late.
No, 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 please, no.
Finally, sleep.
Calitrin, the number one choice for healthy weight loss that not only works while you sleep, it helps you sleep.
I really enjoy taking Calitrin because it definitely helps me with my sleeping. I have lost approximately 10 pounds, and I am very pleased with the results.
My name is Marcia, and my husband and I both take Calitrin to sleep better at night and for to help on his weight.
Check us out at toploss.com or call
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A surprising statement from a top House Republican who says he has no reason to believe President Trump's claim that the FBI was ever spying on his campaign for political reasons. South Carolina Congressman Trey Gowdy was among a group of lawmakers who did get a briefing last week from leaders at the FBI and Justice Department on that very issue. Last night, Gowdy says,
I am even more convinced that the FBI did exactly what my fellow citizens would want them to do when they got the information they got, and that it has nothing to do with Donald Trump.
Gowdy speaking there on Fox News. Not only has ABC canceled Roseanne Barr's hit show after the comedian posted a racist tweet about former Obama advisor Valerie Jarrett, but now reruns of Roseanne are going to disappear from cable as well. And this is USA Radio News.
For some reason, being unpatriotic has become a trend as a way to protest perceived injustices in our country. But true patriots understand that America stands for liberty and justice for all. Standing for the flag and our national anthem is a sign of respect for the liberties and freedoms fought for by millions who made the ultimate sacrifice for this great nation. If you stand for the flag and kneel before the cross, show your position through apparel and merchandise from the Patriot Depot. Patriot Depot has hats, shirts, mugs, books, and other articles that show our beliefs in the First and Second Amendments. Go to PatriotDepot.com now and enter code USA at checkout. Find novelties, bumper stickers, clothing, flags, books, and more. PatriotDepot.com merchandise allows true patriots to express their opinions. Check it out right now. PatriotDepot.com. PatriotDepot.com and enter code USA at checkout.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It's now 34 minutes after the hour. It's the DJV show with Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen. Do not forget the Works Father's Day Combo Giveaway, the GT Revolution Trimmer Edger Mini Mower, which is a $100 value, and the 40-volt HydroShot Portable Power Cleaner, $150 value. Both of them are up for grabs, and it's so easy to do this. All you have to do is go to djvshow.com, fill out the contest form, make sure you put Works, W-O-R-X, giveaway into the subject line, and click submit your name. That is all you have to do. As quickly as I've gone through that announcement, you could fill out the form. So, you want to get in on this? We're giving away two sets a week between now and Father's Day at djvshow.com. Register there, okay? Do it, and you will be a happy camper. The basketball coach, this is from the El Stupido department, ladies. University of California basketball coach says she was appalled because she had to prove the identity of her biracial son before she got on a Southwest Airlines flight.
What?
Yeah. You know, look at the pictures, if you see them, of the woman's white, the father's black, And so they didn't believe this kid looking, traveling with a mother, didn't believe this kid was her kid because it didn't look like her.
So they thought stupid? They were kidnapping this person? Yeah, like, this, what?
These people are so stupid.
Oh, my God.
My God.
Wow.
I just don't see what the... I just don't get these people. They're suicidal. And so many people talk about it. So I don't like Southwest and never have. But not because of stuff
I've
like
never
this.
Flown
I see
them. I've never had
stuff
a
like
to.
You missed nothing by not.
I know two people who have worked for them, and both. I mean, the company atmosphere is generally amazing. People love working for them, and I typically know a lot of people who are loyal to that company. So I'm very surprised at this.
Well,
even if you don't love the planes, I'm surprised at their customer service because this is just stupid.
But it just keeps happening.
Yeah.
They ask for proof with a birth certificate.
And who
are you at the airport,
that?
Right?
Yeah. You
that just sounds
crazy.
Like harassment at that point. So the son, he must have said, no, these are my parents, and they don't believe him. So what did they think? These two people are kidnapping
the kid's
this
not
kid?
Old enough. The kid's not old enough to it looks like he's about 2-3 years old, maybe at the most. The woman is white,
accusing
and the father's
this
black.
Couple, right? Yeah, so they're accusing him of kidnapping then.
More or less. Yeah.
Right, well, what else would it be? Then yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus, that's awful.
Since she tweeted after it was all taken care of. Chrissy Teigen got onto it because she's got a couple of biracial kids with her husband, John Legend. And she said the airline has asked her of this as well. I wish I'd have known that before. So how often does this happen? I don't see much difference. You look at a picture of her and John Legend, they both look like their skin color is the same to me. I don't even know what her background is, and I don't even like...
She's Filipino, I think.
Is she?
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's, I don't know.
And she's maybe a mix of something. It doesn't matter, but whatever. How stupid
so
is it?
Low class. Hello, it's 2018. Wake up. It's hello. Ding, ding, ding,
I feel like
ding,
saying
ding,
that a
ding.
Lot lately.
You say, I've been saying it, or you've been saying it?
I said, I feel like I've been saying that a lot out loud to myself. Like, hello, what year is it?
Yeah. All right. Here's an outbreak to report in India. We're going to have a conversation in a few minutes about reproductive health and well-being. Health is a big focus of the DJB show, as you know, and also a good and big focus of our separate podcast. You can go to gooddayhealthshow.com and find archived information that goes from week to week, positive reinforcement of your own health questions. Dr. Jack Stockwell and Dr. Ken Kronhaus are at your service at gooddayhealthshow.com. We're going to deal with the reproductive health, though, and I mean, health is just an important part of our existence. And speaking of that, there's a rare virus. It's already killed a dozen people in India this week. Health services are concerned it could become a health emergency, some kind of global pandemic. Well, that's what the news media wants you to believe anyway. I don't know whether... back to modern conveniences and how easy it is to travel. We were talking earlier about how dirty planes are, dirty airports are. And yet it's so easy to get on a plane in Singapore and fly to New York, but you don't know what you're going to encounter on the way. Who knows? People coming from India going to Singapore, and then they get on the plane and go from Singapore to New York. Where is the next? Didn't that happen with Ebola? And what other viruses have we seen more recently that have spread? It seems to me there's one more.
I think isn't there a new outbreak of Ebola? I read that, I think,
someplace.
Last week, right?
Right. Yep. All right. Another item of interest today, it seems the on-again, off-again talks in Korea or with the Koreans are not the only thing that's on-again, off-again. Apparently, the 25% tariff on a lot of Chinese goods has been put back on. White House says the administration is going to proceed with its proposal to impose tariffs on $50 billion worth of things from China, high-tech industries, that sort of thing, Chinese investments in our high-tech industry. There have been a lot of people talking about a trade war. Again, the Chinese have everything to lose here and nothing to gain because we are the main source of their sustenance. And so if they want to start a trade war, they lose. At least the way I read it. I don't know. How do you read it? You read it differently than I do, Victoria?
I don't.
I see it that they are the losers, not us. As a matter of fact, I see us winning It would be nice to have some of that stuff. This doesn't include you. If a Chinese company wants to build a plant here so that the stuff that they build and sell to us, I don't know that they've done that anywhere, though. Are there?
I am not aware.
People say Sony, but Sony's a Japanese. So I don't think there's a Chinese-owned company making anything in this country. You know, you talk about the automakers, but remember, there is no Chinese automaker. Can you name a Chinese car? No. Isn't it funny that as big and the thing that they threaten is a tariff on American cars because the Buick is the best-selling car in China, and so. As a matter of fact, there was talk, I thought, at one point in time of General Motors building a plant in China to build Chevys and Buicks. I don't know if that ever happened.
Well, I have a Chevy that's a year old, and the sticker on the side of the car said that I think it was a percentage, and it was a high percentage, like maybe 70 to 80%. All from South Korea.
Oh,
so I was surprised that Chevy had that much of a foreign influence there. So I guess maybe the parts are made here, and then they're assembled in South Korea. I think that was, I don't know, it's very bizarre.
Yep. All right, here's something that's not bizarre. The way to lose weight. I'm happy the folks at Calitrin came to me to talk about their weight loss program that is so healthy, so well managed, so well supported, been around for decades, because they use the basic building block of your body, which is collagen. And when you get into your 30s, collagen starts to decline. The number of times during the week that you have to exercise increases because you don't have the same proteins building up the muscle, keeping your body in shape. So two things happen, and that's why I guess I'm benefiting from it, because I've taken it now for the past month or so. I felt I've lost, since I started this, about 5 or 6 pounds, and I lost a couple before that, but it was work. And I don't look like the picture of somebody who needs to lose weight. I just am conscious because I don't want this roll around my belly, as many of you don't, and I want more muscle. And so that's basically, when you give me the eyeball next week when we have dinner, you can tell me if I look better.
I will.
Calitrin, you take it bedtime. You go right to sleep. Within the first 90 minutes, your body goes through the rejuvenation process, regrowth. Calitrin works with your body's natural repair and regrowth stage to help support and strengthen your lean muscle tissue. Strong muscle assists the body in burning fats and sugars more effectively, which is how and why you lose the weight. Believe me, this works. No drugs, no stimulants. Get on the program by going to toploss.com. Toploss.com. Special 10% off on the 3 bottles that you buy. Then you get a bottle free as well. Great deal all the way around. Use the box, the promo box DJV at toploss.com. Lose the weight. Keep it off. Stay on this program. You can call them if you want to talk to somebody that's a health expert. 833-TOPLOSS or 833-867-5677 to order the product, get on the program, or do it at toploss.com, promo code DJV.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. If you want to buy a home, we can help you get a great mortgage that may require as little as 3% down. And we also invented Rocket Mortgage. It gives you a solid approval in as few as 8 minutes. And for 8 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call America's largest mortgage lender at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Results may vary.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Now 44 after the hour on the DJV show, Dr. Logan Levkoff is here with us, and Keech Combs Shetty, both of them experts when it comes to human sexuality and personal relationships and understanding what it takes with women to make sure that we understand not only the health care, but what goes on in order to get pregnant, those sorts of things. So may I call you Miss Shetty? What's your preference? I'm not sure.
Oh, you. Good morning, Doug. You could call me Keech. That's fine, definitely.
Okay. So you are the CEO of a company that bears your name. What is your mission? What are we trying to teach women?
Yeah, so my name is Keech Kom Shetty, and I'm the CEO of Kom Incorporated, and we are the makers of Vagisil. And that brand has really become a very powerful mission of mine and my team's in order to empower women and educate them around their intimate health and their sexual well-being, and that is to provide also efficacious products that women are looking for, but also the hand-in-hand the education that comes with intimate health, because there's a lot of miscommunication and misinformation out there, and our goal is to clear that up and take the shame out of intimate health in general.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about the whys and wherefores because they are not important. The fact is we need to clean this up. Dr. Levkoff, what have you experienced in your practice?
There is no question that there is so much to learn about sexual and intimate health. And, you know, for example, one out of two women will need emergency contraception at some point in their life, but only 10% of women use it. So when we talk about being empowered, empowerment comes from speaking up for yourself, making your own independent decisions, but also knowing that you have options so that, you know, if for some reason you have some kind of contraceptive failure or don't use contraception, you should know what options are available to you. So the education piece of this is so important.
I taught school back in the 70s. I remember even talking about this with high school girls and people were, I did it kind of quietly because I thought that needed to be in biology and in health courses in general in school. It's always reaction rather than pro.
Right.
I think that's the real problem here. People are reacting to a problem rather than preventing it to begin with. I think that's your message here,
right,
in a nutshell.
Right, exactly. Exactly. And first of all, good for you for speaking up back in the 70s, too. When we launched Vagisil, it was actually 1974, and my grandmother was the one who came up with the name because she wanted to be explicit. And it's still something that's a little bit taboo to talk about today, but that's really what our mission is with Preventiva, the first emergency contraception that was launched under Vagisil, is to empower women to be prepared and to have emergency contraception be part of their reproductive toolkit. And Logan talks about this really well.
Well, we should all have a sexual health toolkit. We should know what's available to us, be it condoms, birth control, Preventiva, and have these at our disposal so that whatever decision we make, we can take the necessary steps to make sure our decisions are the right ones for us. And you're absolutely right, Doug. Being proactive, having these conversations in advance is really the key, because no one wants to make decisions, you know, that are after the fact and are filled with stress and anxiety.
Right.
Well, fear-based thinking is always, or decisions made out of fear are always wrong. And so under the circumstances, if you educate yourself, this is what drives me nuts about public school education in general. You know, these morons that are on these school committees that say, oh, well, we can't teach our kids how to do it. So there's no biology. There's no information about how your system works. And now you listen, this is a natural occurrence, like it or lump it. This is reality. And I was happy to be able to talk, although my daughter was happy to tell me she knew it all before we had the conversation. But at any rate, a lot of people don't. Where's the place we go for more information, Keech?
Right. So you could check out our website at Preventiva.com for more information about Preventiva. You can also pick up Preventiva at your local Rite Aid. And also additional information about intimate health on our newly relaunched Vagisil.com website.
All right, ladies. Thank you for the info. 10 before the hour here.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and
body extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests,
wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879.
30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Walking Dead here on the DJB show at 54 minutes after the hour. Time for Chuck Curry, our movie man. We'll get the story behind the story. Who's walking and who's walking dead? Can you walk dead, Victoria? I've never tried.
Apparently you can if you're a zombie.
Really? Okay.
I'm not into zombie stuff, but, you know.
Chucker loves this stuff. Oh, my God, does he love this stuff. So we get to Chucker right after this.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
If you like going to events, whether it's sports or concerts or the theater, you no doubt know about StubHub, the world's largest ticket marketplace, with tickets available for literally millions of events in dozens of countries. The company enables experience seekers to buy and sell tickets whenever and wherever through their computer or mobile devices. Here's Cameron Papp, StubHub Communications Manager.
StubHub is the world's largest ticket marketplace that includes desktop and mobile web, of course, and then our StubHub app that we have for iPhone, iPad, Apple Watch, and Android.
What's the most popular platform for people to use StubHub?
By far, our app. We see the best customer experience. It has that sort of whenever, wherever aspect. You know, obviously not everyone's going to be on their computer at all times.
Go to StubHub.com for more.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
On the streets of Miami, speed is the law. So when a corn dog goes after the wrong girl,
oh, heartburn!
One man will bring her Tums Ultra Strength.
I'm on my way.
Don't get wrecked by heartburn. Nothing works faster than Tums.
Your mustard's fast, but my Tums are faster.
And with Tums On-The-Go rolls, it's never been easier to leave heartburn behind.
You did it.
Yeah. You gonna finish that corn dog?
Tums Ultra Strength, available in a store near you.
All right, Chucker, Walking Dead music brought us into this segment. Why are we playing music from The Walking Dead other than it's your nighttime theme to go to sleep? What else?
That's funny. Now, I know you don't really care about the show, but big story broke yesterday, Entertainment Weekly exclusively. Andrew Lincoln, the lead and the heart and soul of the very popular Walking Dead, which airs on AMC, is going to exit the show this coming season 9. I guess creatively wants to do something different. Now, the series is based on a comic, so they usually follow a lot of the storylines. So creatively, this is really going to shake up the series. I'm a big fan, so I really am surprised that this is going to happen. I think he is an awesome actor, does some really, really good work on that show and should have been nominated for at least multiple Emmys. But in terms of the narrative of this show, it's really going to change going forward. AMC has no plans to cancel the program and probably going to keep this on running at least for the next 3 to 5 years.
They can use it to replace Roseanne.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think a show ultimately gets hurt when an actor or actress leaves the show prematurely and they have to alter the storyline based on that actor leaving the program? Or
depends on the show. I think the same could be asked about a franchise movie situation. James Bond is an example of that, or maybe even this Han Solo movie that has come out about the early years of Han Solo. I don't know. Look at NCIS. Some of the real procedural shows that people, other than the leads, they pull them out, plug them in, put different people in.
I think people leave all the time. It depends. I think people always think if a popular actor or character leaves that it's going to be the end of the show. I remember at the end of season 2 of Downton Abbey when Cousin Matthew killed him off the show because he wanted to leave, and they thought that was going to be the end of Downton Abbey, and it went on for 6 other seasons or 5 other seasons.
Yeah. I guess the most prolific example would be when Patrick Duffy in the 1980s left Dallas, and the show was not the same. And then they brought that classic "It Was a Dream" in the shower sequence, and they brought him back, and the show really got back on track when he came back. He was really missed.
As opposed to the reboot of Dallas, which was a piece of trash.
No, I love the reboot. That was so good.
God. It's like,
it was awesome.
What's on now in the CW that's a reboot is a piece
Dynasty.
Of trash? Dynasty.
It's terrible.
Yeah,
exactly. yeah
awful.
Terrible.
Yeah, there's nobody who looks like Linda Evans. Come on. All right.
I don't even know who that is.
Linda Evans was the female star.
I don't know who that is.
Jackie, what's her face the first time around? All right. Trucker, what am I?
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.